This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Southern California remains on edge after two major earthquakes shook much of the state. Measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the two quakes were the area's strongest in at least 20 years. The latest quake was centered near the town of Ridgecrest, some 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. The state's Office of Emergency Services is on its highest alert level. Mark Ghilarducci heads the office.
We know that there's been quite a bit of damage, and we know that there's been a lot of impact. So we are moving resources from these various agencies and departments that are represented here into staging area to get them as close as possible.
And he says there were injuries.
We have not had any reports of fatalities yet, but we do know that there have been injuries. There's been a significant increased number of EMS calls to the 911 centers.
Aftershocks are still being felt in Southern California, and so there is continuing anxiety. National Guard troops have been activated to help. Authorities detained dozens of people in Kazakhstan's two largest cities Saturday as protesters staged the latest in a series of rallies against newly elected President Kasym-Jomart Toloyev. Demonstrators marching in the capital Saturday were confronted by uniformed and plainclothes police officers and were forcibly dragged to nearby police buses. Media reports say over 100 people were taken into custody. The 14 Russian naval officers who died in a military nuclear submarine earlier this week were buried Saturday amid tight security at a St. Petersburg cemetery. The cemetery was cordoned off by the military, and the media was not allowed to attend either the burial or the vigil at a local church. The Russian Defense Ministry said the sailors were killed by toxic fumes. This is VOA News. There's been new violence in Syria's western Idlib province.